Hi everyone, my name is John, and in this video, I'm going to show you how to set up your first Azure Functions project using Visual Studio Code. Let's start by creating our own folder. I'll click on Open Folder to do that. I'm going to choose this Play folder and say New Folder. I'm going to call it First Serverless API. And then we'll click Open. VS Code will reload itself at this point. And now we want to install the Azure Functions extension. We're going to do that by going to the extensions icon on the far left. Then we're going to type in Azure Functions. We'll choose Install on this first one up here. Now, it may reload VS Code at this point. If it does, that's great. Let it do that. And it may also prompt you to install the Azure Core tools. So mine are already installed, so we're good here. Now, next, you can see we have no files in this particular folder. It's because we haven't done anything yet. Now, using the command palette, we hit F1. We can then choose to create a new Azure Functions project. So let's do that. We're going to choose the folder we just created, First Serverless API. My language I'm going to use is going to be JavaScript, because that's my choice here. And then we're going to create an HTTP trigger, because what I want to do with this project is just make an HTTP endpoint. When somebody calls it with a GET request, it's going to automatically return a bunch of products. So the first step in that is to create an HTTP trigger. We're going to name this products-get, just to be super explicit. And our authorization level for the trigger is going to be anonymous. We can set this at the function or an admin level too. We'll choose anonymous here. And we can see that it's finished creating the project already. And in addition to the files that are created, we see the function right in front of us. This is just a sample function that's going to run. It's going to process the request body's name to see if we got in the request body or in the request query name. Basically a name of a person. It's going to say, hello, John, hello, Sally. So let's go ahead and run this and make sure it works. Now from the command palette again, by hitting F1, we can open it up. We can type in or search for terminal, create new integrated terminal. We can do that right down here in VS Code. And then I can type in func start. That is the function core tools running for us to run the Azure Functions. And it sees that we have this products get endpoint. So now I can hover over it. And it will tell me with a tooltip how to open it right in the browser, or I can go to the browser and type that myself. So I'm going to choose option click here for me. It opens it up right inside of Edge for me. Now we can see we did not pass it a query string. So it's telling us that it executed the function, but there was no name in the query string. Let's go ahead and type in a name. So I'm going to type in name of Obi-Wan. And now it says, hello, Obi-Wan. This HTTP trigger function executed successfully. Now, if we go back to our function, we can see that it's actually showing us the output down here in the terminal as well. And that's all there is to creating your first function project and your first running Azure function.